Welcome to 3 Minute Swahili, Season 1, Lesson 1, Self-Introduction. In this lesson, you'll learn how to introduce yourself in Swahili. Here's the informal way to say, Hi, I'm Medina, in Swahili.
Habari, mimi ni Medina.
First is a word meaning, hi.
Habari, habari.
Next is the word meaning, I.
Mimi, mimi.
Next is the verb, to be, which we can translate as, am.
Ni, ni.
Last is the person's first name, Medina.
Medina, Medina.
Listen again to the informal phrase meaning, Hi, I'm Medina.
Habari, mimi ni Medina. Habari, mimi ni Medina.
Okay, now let's see the formal way to say, Hello, my name is Medina.
Shikamo. Jina langu ni Medina.
First is a polite word meaning good day.
Shikamo. Shikamo.
Next is the word meaning name.
Jina. Jina.
Next is the word meaning my.
Langu. Langu.
Next is the verb to be, which here we can translate as is.
Ni. Ni.
Last is the person's first name, Medina.
Medina. Medina.
Listen again to the formal phrase meaning, Hello, my name is Medina.
Shikamo. Jina langu ni Medina. Shikamo. Jina langu ni Medina.
Following is the way to say, Nice to meet you.
Nina furaha kukutana na wewe.
First is a word meaning, I am happy.
Nina furaha. Nina furaha.
Next is the word meaning, to meet.
Kukutana. Kukutana.
Next is the word meaning, with.
Na. Na.
Last is the word meaning, you.
Wewe. Wewe.
Listen again to the formal phrase meaning, nice to meet you.
Nina furaha kukutana na wewe. Nina furaha kukutana na wewe.
Finally is a way to say, pleasure to know you.
Nina furaha kukujua.
First, again, is the word meaning, I am happy.
Nina furaha. Nina furaha.
Last is the word meaning, to know you.
Kukujua. Kukujua.
Listen again to the formal phrase meaning, pleasure to know you.
Nina furaha kukujua. Nina furaha kukujua.
Now it's time for a quick cultural insight.
When you introduce yourself, it's a good habit to shake hands. Usually, the right hand is accompanied by a slight support by the left hand. If you're concerned about politeness, a slight bend forward while shaking the hands adds another sign of respect in the Kenyan business world. However, if you speak too formally, people will think you sound unnatural. In Kenya, simplicity is best.
And that's all for this lesson. Don't forget to check out the lesson notes, and we'll see you in the next lesson.
Tuonane.